The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
So, interrupting my normally scheduled broadcast to talk to you about kind of a new direction that we've taken in our business. As I've said from the beginning with podcasting, I always want to be really transparent and to just give people who are also trying to build a business and trying to build a brand a peek at what we're doing, which is, you know, sometimes a few steps behind the people who we admire, and sometimes we're a few steps ahead of the people who are listening in. But either way, I just think, why not share your answers? Good things happen when you do. Unless, of course, you're sitting at Michigan State and a couple of football players are sitting behind you and they're trying to cheat off your paper.
That happened. Not me, but a couple of the guys used to do that.
Yeah, that happened. I did not share my answers for the record back then. I would cover them up like, oh no, you don't try showing up.
They were upset with me. They're like, what's up with Shalene? Why wouldn't she like? And she's like, she didn't even know you guys were in the class.
I didn't know. Yeah, because they were never there until we were taking the exam. Anyways, just kind of to be transparent about some decisions we've made recently in our business and really working with a strategist, a business branding expert, you know, we've invested a lot of time and a lot of money with, but more so she has invested her knowledge and just poured into us. And it's really helped us to see our business from 30,000 feet. Sometimes you're like too close to it. And one thing in interviewing us and spending a lot of time with us, she picked up on is how many fans, customers, you know, loyal supporters we have who would say, someday I hope to dot, dot, dot. Like, we had thousands and thousands of customers who, as she said, didn't have access to any of our programs, any of our academies because of the price point. Meaning, you know, if our Smart Success is, you know, $1,000 or more and Marketing Impact is over $2,000, then, you know, those are programs that people have to either take a leap of faith and invest in for the return, or they have to have a certain level of success. And if we're truly trying to help so many people, it's a pretty high cost of entry. And we just always thought, well, yeah, but we produce so much free.
But she wanted to give us like an on-ramp. Like, that's what how she kind of described it. Like, some of your customers aren't ready for that. Some of them are, they're thinking about becoming entrepreneurs, or maybe they're not going to do that, but you got to come up with some products and some services and some programs that serve them as well.
Right. And so my argument was like, well, yeah, but we do so much free. We give away, look, like the podcast, for example, it's just hundreds of hours of free content that's going to give people like what they need to start a business. But, you know, there's some truth in the, I guess,
owning something physical.
Exactly. And paying for something.
Yes.
Right. Like, so
get some skin in the game, have some like, or feel a part of it.
What do you mean by skin in the game?
Well, you know, if you're just listening and you're doing something for free, you could do it or not. You could say, hey, I'm not going to listen to podcasts there, or I am, or I'm going to watch that tutorial, or I'm not, because you haven't paid for it.
Right.
A service. But once you actually make a commitment and you give monetarily some value,
yes,
to something, you have skin in the game, and it creates a more, you know, enthusiastic, you know, customer, fan, whatever you want to call it.
And there's follow through. I think that's really true. I think when, you know, we're in the economy of free, but the economy of free, I think, is really changing because we value it less and less and less. I mean, like, let me ask you, how many things have you downloaded or received for free in the last 6 months that you haven't even looked at it? Like, you're like, yeah, it's free, so, you know, it's free. Like, it doesn't matter. But if you pay for something, I do this myself. Sometimes I'll pay for, like, even $20 courses. It's just a mentality. Like, I can't not do that course, even if I think it's sucky once I get into it. I'm like, I have to finish it now. So, you know, it was really eye-opening for us, and we realized, okay, so we're giving people all these ways to kind of learn how to master their goals according to what they want to feel, what they want for their lives. We're helping people to live the simplified life, just, you know, simplifying things for people. But if it's all free, where's the obligation? Where's the follow through, right? And so what we decided to do is kind of do some of those things, but maybe in a more profound way and at a lower point of entry, as Brett said. Like, so for example, one of the very first things we have created this year was a Smart Life Push Journal, which basically takes what we teach in Smart Success. The first couple of lessons, really, is all, which are the foundation. And it gives people a physical way to learn this habit. And what do you think about?
Well, I think also by creating that push journal, it gives people at a good entry point. I mean, it's not something like they can just like throw away and like they're like, oh, I don't even care about it. Right. But there's enough value there, and they're going to get a lot of value out of it by using it. But it's not the $1,000 program. It's it's a little slice of it.
Yeah.
But it's also for people that might go, oh, I just found Chalene and Brett, and I don't know everything about them, but you know, I like what they're talking about, and they look like they know what they're talking about. And it's a way for them to kind of like test and see without like, you know, plunging down $1,000 or $2,000 on a marketing impact. Or I'm just starting out this business. I know I need marketing. I know I need all these different aspects that she's talking about, but I really don't have, you know, I don't even really know where to start.
Yeah. I mean, it's so many people who I heard, even with, this is funny, I don't even know if I told you this, but like, with the Smart Life Push Journal, right? I've had people reach out to me and say, you know, when I have some goals, I'm going to invest in that. I'm like, dude, that's why you buy it, so that you actually can create, you learn how to create goals. Even if you have no goals, you will have some after the first couple of pages of going through it. But there's something I was going to ask you about it. Oh, about why we didn't call it like Team Johnson or Chalene.
Because we wanted it to be like more of a movement, so like other people can get behind it and teach it to their friends and like learn their little system and have their own way of doing it by following our guidelines.
And that's kind of another thing that we've Brett and I have really kind of figured out in the last year, is like, we don't want it to be about us, right? Like, first of all, I didn't invent goal setting or, you know, productivity or any of that stuff. It's all just compilation of things I've learned and Brett's learned and practices, and we've put our own twist on it. You know, of course, a push goal is something I coined the phrase for, but I am not, you know, egotistical enough to assume that I'm the first person that ever came up with that concept. That's just the name I gave it, but I'm sure somebody else has come up with something similar. And so I don't feel like I own this, and we don't feel like we own this. We don't feel like this is about us. We feel like this is about like helping people simplify. And so we really didn't want it to be like about us, you know what I mean? So we didn't put our names, we called it the Smart Life Push Journal, and, you know, and just, we're really trying to, I guess, that's the other thing in the next year, is make things less about Chalene and Brett or Chalene Johnson or whatever, and more about just helping people who subscribe to that same way of thinking, like slowing down, simplifying, living life on your terms, not really caring what other people think or what's expected of you, as long as you've really, truly thought through what it is you want and why, and what that will look like and what that will feel like. So we did the Smart Life Push Journal. Oh, and you know, the other thing we did was we started realizing like, there's ways we can make some of our other programs more affordable. And we started with Courageous Confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just looking at each section of our bigger programs and seeing if there's something in there that we could teach separately and give people access to at kind of an entry point.
Yeah, so, you know, and everything that we've done in business thus far has been by watching our mentors, you know, and seeing what they do. And wow, their lowest price course is $500 or $1,000 or $3,000. And so just trying to take the lead from other people, which is, I think, important. At first, you kind of, when you're in business, you kind of want to, I don't want to say copy, but you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And we did that too. But once you get established, you can start relying on your instinct a little better, and you'll really start to know who your true lifers are, and understanding what their struggles are and how you can help them and bring them along a journey. So for a lot of people, a journey doesn't start at their first $1,000 investment. It might start at learning how to do goal setting in a really simplified way with a push journal. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Brett and I are just on our way right now in the car. We are in the car on the way to the airport. It's our birthday weekend. Our birthdays are 4 days apart, and we're heading off to Park City, Utah to do something we love, which is...
snowboard.
Is it snowboard or snowboarding? We love snowboard.
Well, we're gonna be boarding.
Yes.
And we're gonna be in the snow, so it's snowboarding.
Snowboarding with, so we're gonna do what we love with people we love. So two other couples who have been friends of ours, one for 20 plus years, one for 12 plus years. And we forced them to snowboard, so they learned how to do it too, and they're actually pretty sweet.
We'll see.
We shall see. And anyways, we're off to go do that. We just thought we would share some of our thoughts here in the car. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Life Push Journal. Write that down. SmartLifePushJournal.com. It's a system I created over 5 years ago, which to date has helped over 500,000 people accomplish their goals, become more productive, healthier, and happier in the process. It revolves around the push goal principles. Now, if you don't know what a push goal is, no problem. The Smart Life Push Journal will actually walk you through the process of finding yours, creating it, and then accomplishing that goal and all the others on your list in less than 90 days. I've taught the system for countless years, and while it works for anyone who does it, it was difficult to help people develop the habit of just creating a push goal and then accomplishing 2 to 3 10-minute tasks each day around their push goal. Like, that seems like common sense. And you know that if you just do a few things each day towards your big goals, that they're going to happen. But how do we make that a habit? Well, my 90-day goal setting system revolves around a physical journal that turns that concept into a habit. Now, if you're looking for one of those really fancy, pretty journals that has your whole year, plus your electricity bill, plus all of your birthday cards, and it's so big and so cumbersome, you can barely carry it around, this is not your journal. I've designed this journal because I was a journal junkie. I went through hundreds of journals. I tried to create my own. I played with apps. But after looking at the neuroscience behind physically writing out these tasks, after spending so much time trying to figure out complicated day tracking journal systems and realizing I was spending more time putting on fancy borders and tapes and colors, it just dawned on me, my whole purpose is about simplicity. Like, let's make things simple. Fewer decisions, fewer distractions, a lightweight, easy to carry with you, portable journal. It's a 90-day goal setting system where you'll set goals to accomplish in the next 90 days, and then you pluck away at them 30 days at a time. So you don't carry around with you a journal that holds a year's worth of information or even 90 days. You carry around 30 days at a time. And that's important because in my study and in working with hundreds of thousands of people just like you, I found that things come up that change your goals, that change your direction. Life throws you curveballs and you need that fluidity. At the same time, you need accountability. It's like walking around with a life coach in your bag, in your purse, in your hand. You'll always have it with you. That was key. Because if you don't have it with you, then your goals, your dreams, and the tasks that you need to accomplish in order to master your goals are out of sight, out of mind. It's simple. It's fast. It does two things. It helps you track your health and fitness, which also includes your diet and nutrition, your sleep, all things that make you better, healthier. And it helps you track your day, your life. So you intertwine both business and personal. This is for the stay-at-home mom. This is for the entrepreneur, the network marketer. This is for the college student. This is for the person whose dreams are so big, they don't have time to turn their day planner into another cumbersome, huge, overwhelming project. It's simple, and it also includes a complete video series that teaches you how to use a journal. Because if you're like me, I don't like to read instructions. But how you use this journal is what makes it so amazing. I can't wait for you to try this. I can't wait for you to develop this habit. I hope you'll check it out and learn more by going to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew. Topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.